For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Congratulations to John in Southgate. He had the correct answer. Baker Mayfield. Gators' relationship with Baker Mayfield is complicated, and John's got a four-pack of tickets to see the Tigers tonight. We'll do it again today at 1:41, so stay tuned for your chance to win. So we gave away another four-pack for tonight's game. Tigers getting interesting, getting very interesting. Also, something you read me during the commercial break was interesting. We do this every once in a while because people will... What's the app?
It's a Nextdoor app. So it's kind of crazy things that happen in people's neighborhoods and the stuff that people like to post about. Normally, it deals with dogs and dog excrement and people leaving the dog excrement on somebody's yard and they don't pick it up. Lots of dog stuff. Mm-hmm. People that have dogs that are unleashed and they're all over the house, or all over the streets. Coyote sightings are big.
Some of it's wild what people think that everybody in the neighborhood needs to know about.
Yes. Somebody knocked on my door this morning and should I call the police? Like that stuff is.
All right.
But I saw this the other day and I had to do a double take and I was like, what? And as always, I don't say what city this is.
But this is a local.
This is, you know,
one of our local suburbs.
Metro Detroit.
Okay.
And the person who posts this is a mother. And she says, this is the most difficult post I've had to make.
Let me stop you right there. When I read that or hear that, I'm like, oh no.
Somebody
death,
died.
Death in the family.
Yeah.
This sucks.
You know, and I think that's probably why I started to read it, because going with what I'm going through right now, it's okay. I was going to show some sympathy. And then it takes a turn. A wild turn. Because it's got pictures and a short video. And it says, these two individuals pulled right into our driveway this morning at around 11:30 a.m., then proceeded on the Ring video next to my child's basketball hoop to have intercourse. I can't post the entire video. I have human decency. But it would be very helpful if anyone sees this car or the people who performed this lewd act on private property to call the police. A child sadly saw this video because they thought that it was their toy delivery. I'm sick. I feel like we as a family have been violated, and I'm shocked that any civilized person could think this is okay. And there's more that goes on to say. And then there's an edit. It says a kind detective from the police department reached out to both her husband and her today, and that they are investigating it as of this morning. And thanks to everybody for the continued kind words. But nonetheless, what?
Okay,
I'm sorry. What happened at 11:30 in the morning?
Well, let me start with this. Sorry for your loss. These people pulled into someone else's driveway to do it?
Yeah.
Isn't there a cul-de-sac somewhere? A dirt road? I don't know. A bedroom? Is this on the commute to work?
Well, here's the other thing. Like, she's got these pictures she's posted of there, right?
Yep.
And she has a picture that encapsulates the license plate number.
Oh.
I mean, it's simple, right? Hey, police, here's the video of what I captured on my Ring camera. Here's the license plate number. What do you do? And I'm not, I don't know if this violates laws or not. That's the other question about this whole thing is like, is this against the law?
This has to be.
I mean,
you indecent exposure.
Because it's literally in their driveway. And as she said, in front of her son's basketball hoop.
I'm intrigued a little bit. I mean, that's a completely irrelevant fact, but I'm intrigued a little bit.
Doug's a freak. He wants to see the video.
No. Oh. I'm intrigued a little bit by where was the Ring camera that they had such a clear shot of. Like, I think about the cameras in our house. Somebody could pull into our driveway and they could have an orgy and we'd never know about it. Our cameras wouldn't pick any of that up.
Uncensored.
Yeah.
Dirty Mike and the boys are here.
But that's, I mean, the camera must be out by the driveway.
Yeah.
And well, was it, how many windows on this? Through the sunroof, could you see everything? Is it like an old AMC Pacer where the whole roof was glass? What are we talking about here?
It appears to be a Toyota of some kind.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I gotta go look.
Well, here's the... That's...
Wow, yeah.
It's a good view?
And you got Wait, they got out of the car?
What? You could see the people too, Gator?
Well, this is, yeah, sort of. I mean, they're not in various stages of undress. She did not include the video. She just has still shots of people out of the... No, I think what happened was the woman was driving. She got out of the car, walked around to the passenger side where the passenger opens up the back door of the car, and then they're getting into the back door and probably getting out of there. Although, I don't know. Maybe they did right on the ground. I have no idea.
Okay, because... They might have been outside the car. They might have pulled into a random driveway, got outside the car, and done it.
When the moment hits you,
yeah.
Be prepared.
How sexy was this driveway? We just can't help ourselves.
Yeah,
just,
right.
The mood was right. Did you see that lighting?
Yeah.
That gnome?
There, right there, yeah. Honey. There.
But these days also with the Ring cameras... It's not just for the front door. People put cameras all over their houses now.
Yeah, that's true.
And get different angles and everywhere to make, hey, here's one by the garage, yep. So we can make sure, because obviously people are
you
know, going into garages. And maybe that's what happened here. But nonetheless, what it captured is shocking. 11:30 in the morning.
Wow.
You can't even call that a nooner.
Before nooner.
It's a before nooner.
I mean, so are you going to...
After Morningwood,
wow.
But before a nooner.
Wow.
Took oh, care man. Of business.
Are you going to pay for the rest of the video or... Research.
So did there was there a bunch of responses?
Were there a bunch of
Of course. So this is on the next door neighbor ad. Somebody post a video and pictures of people pulling into their driveway and their Ring camera by the driveway, catching them doing the nasty.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them start with WTF.
Yeah.
WTF is wrong with people, I swear. WTF is our world coming. What is our world coming to? Sorry this happened to you and your child. Absolutely disgusting. Hope they caught.
So backing up to the kid thought a toy was going to get delivered and so watched the Ring camera video.
Yeah, right. Like, because, you know, well, I don't have Ring, but I think one of you guys does. Yeah, you get an alert on your phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
So kids probably run. Ooh, maybe it's my. Nope. That's not
Wait
it.
Wait a second. What are they doing with my toy?
What are they doing with
my... No.
That's not the toy I ordered.
No.
That's a different kind of toy.
Maybe it is a toy they ordered and the mom's got a bigger problem than she realizes.
Oh, my goodness. But, I mean.
What kind of delivery drivers do they have?
Now, this is a serious matter and it is disgusting. And I feel bad that the kids saw this and. Should these people be that were doing the act in the driveway there? Should they be arrested? Probably, or charged with something. I'm not saying jail time, but I mean, you know, you gotta do something for this, right?
Well, one would think that there could be consequences. Yes, on private property, there could and should be consequences. You don't just roll into any random driveway and say, this is the spot.
Somebody replied with the nerve to pull in your driveway and violate your space. Smack my head. No respect for other people's property.
Man, that basketball hoop has seen some things. Poor basketball hoop.
Yeah.
The woman who posted this says, I had to take a shower after coming back from the police office. I felt dirty. So many good memories. And now I have to remember this.
Right. But are you never going to be? Hold on.
Make sure when we play in one-on-one, you check it from the, you know, the that line over. No, not that line.
Hey, mom, you want to watch me play one-on-one? No,
never.
I do not. Never again.
I'm never going to be able to park my car on that driveway again. In fact, sell the house. Only logical conclusion is to sell the house. Is that a question? You know, some people want to know: has anybody ever died in this house? Is this another question you have to ask?
Well, someone may have been conceived in the house now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the driveway, to be clear, it wasn't in the house.
Do you think this was random? You don't know them? That's just totally weird. And like, what if somebody knows you? It's gonna make it worse if you know them, right? Oh, what are you gonna? I'm gonna go to Patty's house. Let's get together. Let's hook up.
Right.
You know what's really hot? Driveway sex.
You know what my wife has never said to me? Let's go over to Gator's house.
Yeah, right. Pull over now. Right there in front of the basketball hoop.
Oh, good God. All right. Lions back on the practice field. They got a game with Tampa coming up this weekend. Got a question about this Lions team. And we got a, are you going to eat that today at 12:35 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1. Just a reminder, we'll give away another four-pack of Tiger tickets coming up today at 1:41 with a Carson Anderson quiz question. Make sure you are listening for your chance to win. You can stream the show with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today, AUDACY. Also streaming through our website, 971theticket.com. Streaming with video, twitch.tv. Search up 971theticket in the search bar when you get to twitch.tv. Same thing with YouTube. Both of those sites have streaming chat where you can participate with those fine communities. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.